Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
4-0. Can I just do, and that's your good news.
That's your good news right there.
Go Bills. Steam trains, orange lobsters, and wiener dogs are making good news today.
Good news is brought to you by Wicked. Broadway's most popular musical flies back to Buffalo. The original Broadway blockbuster returns to Shea's Buffalo Theater November 12th through the 30th. Tickets are on sale now. Wicked. See it live. Remember it forever. Visit Shea's.org to get Wicked.
Here are some good news stories making the rounds. Students at a high school in central Pennsylvania just did something for the first time this century. What? Arriving at school by a steam train on Friday.
Train?
Yeah. 150-year-old train just got restored and turned into a tourist attraction. Experts say it's the first time in the 21st century that more than a half of a class has gone to school that way via steam train. Choo choo. It's kind of fun.
Do we have any around here?
I feel like I saw a steam train in Florida, in a Florida museum. Like half of it's inside this museum thing. But a steam train, I don't think so, but maybe Pembroke?
Yeah, I'm sure someone's got one in the backyard somewhere. Look around.
That'd be cool. It'd
be pretty cool.
Yeah.
A rare orange lobster had its life spared. This happened earlier this month. Some of the guys at the store were working there. They spotted it in a tank and knew it was special. How rare? Around one in 30 million lobsters are orange before they're cooked. If you're thinking, I see orange lobsters all the time. No. I'm talking before they're cooked. Once they hit the hot water, that's a different story. So this guy bought it, saved its life, named it Jean-Claude because of its two huge claws, got in touch with an animal group that released it back into the ocean. So this ultra-rare orange lobster lives for another day.
Wow, like what? It's like Finding Nemo all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Finding Jean-Claude. Pretty cool. And we're going to go north of the border, and I know that everyone can hear us in Toronto. So there's a guy in Toronto, and I would love to meet him. He's been cheering up his community by taking, he has a wiener dog, and he takes it for walks like every good dog owner does. The one thing that this guy does differently is he dresses up as a wiener dog. It's an inflatable costume. So the dog's kind of standing upright, but it looks exactly like a wiener dog. He wears the suit and takes his dog for a walk. And the dog's like, yeah, we're going for a walk. And so you want to know what people are loving it, and it's making people smile. So that's good news. You know, big or small, there's good news everywhere. You just got to look for it. You're waking up with Kiss 98.5.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.